Luke, chapter 13. Now there were some present at that very season who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered and said to them, Do you think that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they have suffered these things? I tell you, no, but, except you repent, you will all in like manner perish. Or those 18, on whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that they were offenders above all the men who dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he spoke this parable, A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none. And he said to the vinedresser, Look, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none, therefore cut it down, why does it also cumber the ground? And answering he says to him, Lord, leave it alone this year also, until I will dig about it, and dung it. And if it bears fruit from then on, very well, but if not, you will cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And look, a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed together, and could in no way lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her, and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue, being moved with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, answered and said to the multitude, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the day of the Sabbath. But the Lord answered him, and said, You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, look, these 18 years, to have been loosed from this bond on the day of the Sabbath? And as he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. He said therefore, To what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I liken it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took, and cast into his own garden, and it grew, and became a tree, and the birds of the heaven lodged in its branches. And again he said, To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until it was all leavened. And he went on his way through cities and villages, teaching, and journeying on to Jerusalem, and one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, Strive to enter in by the narrow door, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter in, and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up, and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, and he will answer and say to you, I don't know you or where you are from. Then you will begin to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And he will speak, saying to you, I don't know you or where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, when you will see Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast forth outside. And they will come from the east and west, and from the north and south, and will sit down in the kingdom of God. And look, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. In that very hour there came certain Pharisees, saying to him, Get out, and go from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, Go and say to that fox, Look, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I am perfected. Nevertheless I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perishes out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets, and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, even as a hen gathers her own brood under her wings, and you did not want to. Look, your house is left to you, and I say to you, you will not see me until the time comes when you will say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh.